We're talking garden, many pretty things grow. I think you want me to be your garden gnome. You want me to be your plastic flamingo. You are not my mother and I want to go home. You are not my mother and I want to go home.
Harper Audio presents Coraline by Neil Gaiman, performed by the author. Fairy tales are more than true. Not because they tell us that dragons exist, but because they tell us that dragons can be beaten. G.K. Chesterton. Chapter 1. Coraline discovered the door a little while after they moved into the house. It was a very old house. It had an attic under the roof, and a cellar under the ground, and an overgrown garden with huge old trees in it. Coraline's family didn't own all of the house. It was too big for that. Instead, they owned part of it. There were other people who lived in the old house. Miss Spink and Miss Forcible lived in the flat below Coraline's, on the ground floor. They were both old and round, and they lived in their flat with a number of aging Highland terriers who had names like Hamish and Andrew and Jock. Once upon a time, Miss Spink and Miss Forcible had been actresses, as Miss Spink told Coraline the first time she met her.
"You see, Caroline," Miss Spink said, getting Coraline's name wrong, "both myself and Miss Forcible were famous actresses in our time. We trod the boards, lovey. Oh, don't let Hamish eat the fruitcake, or he'll be up all night with his tummy."
"It's Coraline, not Caroline, Coraline," said Coraline. In the flat above Coraline's, under the roof, was a crazy old man with a big moustache. He told Coraline that he was training a mouse circus. He wouldn't let anyone see it.
"One day, little Caroline, when they are all ready, everyone in the whole world will see the wonders of my mouse circus. You ask me why you cannot see it now. Is that what you ask me?"
"No," said Coraline quietly. "I asked you not to call me Caroline. It's Coraline."
"The reason you cannot see the mouse circus," said the man upstairs.